Dictation for Helen, H-E-L-E-N, Sears, S-E-A-R-S, March 24, 56, address as a letter to Cecilia, C-E-C-I-L-I-A, First, F-I-R-S-T-N-T, 810-600-7882. Dear Mrs. First, consultation for Mrs. Sears with non-personal and family history for polycystic kidney disease for evaluation of advanced renal failure. There has been recent change of providers. New blood test shows a drop of kidney function comparing to a year plus. She denies any symptoms, weight, appetite stable, denies any decrease in urination, cloudiness or blood or infection, no increase of abdominal girth, no abdominal tenderness, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents, some nausea but no vomiting dysphagia, some constipation without any bleeding, no major edema or minor, no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes, no chest pain palpitations, no syncope, no increase of dyspnea, nor orthopnea PND, no purulent material hemoptysis, do not use oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, some restless legs at night, and some itching but no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Next paragraph, she has a diagnosis of ADPKD with a strong family history, including mother, 3 brothers, 4 sisters, and 1 son. She has dilated ascending aortic aneurysm, has been followed through University of Michigan, Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic since 2007, has been stable, but no imaging has been done for a few years. There has been some iron deficiency anemia, receiving 3 units of packet of red blood cells. Apparently did have cardiac arrest in that opportunity. Etiology unknown. She is not aware of the thrombosis pulmonary embolism. She is not aware of heart problems. Denies aortic valve disease. Denies brain aneurysm or seizures or a stroke. Has cysts on the liver, but no hepatitis or liver failure. Takes medications for hypertension. Denies diabetes. Next paragraph. Surgeries for gallbladder, open surgery, and tubal ligation. Next paragraph. Side effects to tramadol. Next paragraph, no smoking, but heavy secondhand exposure, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, pressing medications, iron replacement, calcium vitamin D, prior lisinopril was discontinued. The TANS was mostly for esophageal reflux. Takes no PPI, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 66 inches tall, weight 165, blood pressure 132/80 on the right, 130/82 on the left. She is anxious, but no respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruit, JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia. fullness of the abdomen from polycystic kidneys, but no tenderness rebound, no guarding, no ascites, no major peripheral edema. She does have some acrocyanosis, hand and feet. However, no clubbing of the finger digits or fingernails. No other rash. Next paragraph. January. Ultrasound kidneys. Typical of polycystic kidneys. Right sided 23.4 centimeters. Left sided 23.5. Many of the renal cysts are complex, with some septations, no stones, no reported urinary retention. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Creatinine has been around 4.9 for a GFR of 9. That will be a stage 5. A normal sodium, minor increase of potassium at 5.2. A normal acid base. Normal glucose. Albumin. Upper calcium at 10.3. Normal liver function test. Normal white blood cell platelets. Anemia 11.3. No blood protein, bacteria, or cells in the urine. Prior phosphorus not elevated. Prior ferritin, TSH, A1C, normal. And iron saturation, normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. ADPKD, next number, CKD is stage 5. No overt symptoms of uremia, probably an isolated nausea and pruritus. We have a long discussion about her different options. She needs to educate herself about advanced renal failure and dialysis. We discuss about the need for an AV fistula and what it is. We discuss about at-home hemodialysis, at-home peritoneal dialysis. ADPKD is not an absolute contraindication, as we are using the cycle machine, and that prevents too high intra-abdominal pressure, which is uncomfortable to people. She understands that we start dialysis based on symptoms. She already is GFR less than 15. We discuss about renal transplant. We discuss about anemia and potential treatment with EPO. We discuss about secondary hyperparathyroidism and vitamin D125. Chemistries will be done in every 2 weeks, and we will advise for potassium, acid base, fluid, nutrition, calcium phosphorus, phosphorus binders. Resting blood pressure looks appropriate. She requested an update of echocardiogram to assess for the ascending aortic aneurysm. And for completeness, an abdominal aorta ultrasound also will be done. She has no present symptoms for cardiovascular events. There is no history of brain aneurysm, personal or family. We did have a very long, complete, comprehensive evaluation and discussion. further to follow. End of dictation.